Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have to reveal something because this was insane for me the other day. One of my sons, in fact, I'll just name who it was. My youngest son, Spence, had a tirade. It was an epic tirade over the most ridiculous thing ever.
Kids of that age are wont to do that.
Oh, yes. And it had me thinking, what are some of the most insane tirades I've seen my children have? Something we could all relate to. So I'm calling an emergency.
Except for Loogie.
Cinco de Evo.
Cinco de Evo on Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right. Me up every time.
Let's get started with number five.
Number five.
And this is the thing that Spence did the other day that's going to be number five. He demanded a red shirt. It had to be red and it had to be long sleeve. If it wasn't that, he freaked out and threw it at me.
Why?
I don't know. I could not find a red shirt.
Did he ever dream about a red shirt?
I don't know. And then when I finally found the red shirt, it was short sleeve. And he said, no, no, cover my arms, Dad, cover my arms. Freaked out. Ended up being shirtless for the rest of the day because he wouldn't wear anything that wasn't red. You like that one?
I love that one.
Number four.
I'm playing sports in the backyard. Stop being so hard on me, Dad.
Okay. Okay.
Stop being so easy on me, Dad.
Okay.
Stop being so hard on me, Dad. Stop going easy on me, Dad. I'm like, holy crap. I don't know what to do. Easy on you? Hard on you? Irrational on you? You don't understand that one, Sean, do you?
I know.
Be right in the middle.
I do, but I just need to ask, was it baseball?
It was basketball.
Baseball, I would have beaned my kid in the head with a wooden.
That would have been your answer.
Number three.
The milk is too cold.
What? Yes.
What?
The milk is too cold. So
does he have a cavity?
No. I don't want to name which kid did this. I'm trying to be fair about this.
It had to be Jet.
No, this was Spence again, sorry. Jet was the too hard on me.
I've gotten this one, so I'm in with you.
The too cold thing?
Yup, too cold.
And what do you do? Because I'll tell you what I did.
Put it in the microwave?
No, I turned it in my hands and went, shh, okay, now it's warmer.
Do you really want to know what I did in assistance? Because this was a month ago.
Yeah,
go ahead. Put it in the microwave?
I put it towards my butt, I fake farted, made her laugh, and said, now it's warm. And it was the same exact temperature, and then she drank it.
I'm going to try that, thank you. Yeah. It's good advice.
Laughed, I broke the ice.
Interesting. Mm. Okay.
Number two.
This is for Loogie. He'll understand this. Getting mad at me for how the WWE booked an angle. Why did they do that to Austin Theory?
How does he even comprehend that?
Well, because the first thing I taught my oldest son was wrestling is fixed. It's scripted, and it's created by the booker. So he knows the booker.
Okay.
He now knows it's Triple H because I was done getting crap from him. So he knows it's all scripted, still loves it. This is the way my dad taught me wrestling as well, and I appreciate that. The first thing I knew is scripted, scripted, scripted. So when the script doesn't go the right way, he gets mad at me. That's why I eventually said, blame Triple H. I didn't book Cody Rhodes to not finish his story a year ago.
Here's Twitter, now called X. Yeah. Write Triple H.
Exactly. Exactly. But the number one is, you're not going to believe this.
Number one.
Being upset that they couldn't get milk from my breast.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What?
Yeah, that's right. As a baby, as a young baby. Both of my boys wanted the breast. You know, they're breastfed. I mean, it makes perfect sense. And I have to say, no, Dad doesn't do that. And a tirade would occur. Now, granted, they were only 5 or 6 months old or 3 months, whatever they were.
They can't comprehend.
But it was, I don't understand. And then they try to bite it. They try to get the milk from the bowl.
They built for speed or for comfort?
Are you hanging around without your shirt on?
No, they go right through the shirt. Well, sometimes there was a time where my shirt wasn't on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, go right in there. I mean, Sean, this definitely happened to you.
It look, I have probably bigger breasts than Evan. In that spot, Evan, because I dealt with this with my youngest when she was younger, it's a very easy solution. Get a bottle with the breast milk into it, have it next to your nipple, fake them out.
You old sailor, you.
So I feed them with the bottle basically under my armpit, and as they're attacking the nipple, they actually get the bottle nipple. Mm-hmm.
So you've
clearly... That's actually genius. That has never happened to me.
I've done a lot of dad stuff on a fly.
I have 6 kids. Never.
Never happened to you?
Not one time.
Did any of those tirades ever happen to you?
Yeah, plenty of them, okay. But not the cold milk, because I would just put it in the microwave.
Tiki, you've never had droopy man breasts, though, your entire life.
Yeah, I think this is a man boob issue that me and Sean have.
So they're confused.
Yeah, it's a kid instinct. Oh, they look like mommies. I'm in.
So there you go. An emergency Cinco de Evo. Right here on WFAN. Any ones I missed that you have experienced, Sean?
So you're very spot on. The milk is cold or whatever. I get a lot with the outfits, and especially the shoes. They want to wear mismatching shoes, and we'll start throwing shoes at me.
Mismatching shoes?
Because they're allowed, because my wife is nuts, to wear mismatching socks all the time. It's like a fun thing. My wife doesn't match her socks. Because of that, they attribute feet to this. So they want to wear a boot and a sneaker, and I'm like, we're not doing that. We have a society we abide by, and that is a frequent fight in my house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but good job, Evan.
Thank you very
much. One for me, Ev, you'll never have because you have boys. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Tracy's white. I'm black. That they have curly hair. Mm-hmm. And it is knotty as all get out. Mm. And when I comb it, I'm not nice about it.
Oh, jeez.
So, first you got to wet it. Never curly hair, it's got to be wet.
Right.
Because otherwise, it's going to turn into like a for real fro. So I wet it, like, extensively, almost like she's in the shower. So she's crying about that. You're getting it all over my teddy bear. It's all over my shirt. And then I start combing it, and there's just knots in it. And it's like, all right, I'm not going to do this for 4 hours. So it's coming out. So I'm just knotting through the hair, and I get yelled at.
Yeah.
Loudly.
But I kind of understand it.
Of course.
You said you're not nice about it. Pain, that was your words.
Pain. Just weakness leaving your body.